The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
I know that Trevor Long from EFTM loves Elon Musk, and he loves the Elon Musk space starship. Well, did you see what happened yesterday? It completed its first vertical landing, but then it went whoops-a-daisy after touchdown. Trevor Long is on the telephone line now. By the way, he's on the telephone line. He's driving from Melbourne to Sydney in this brand new Porsche Taycan electric motor car. We'll talk about that as well. Boy, good morning to you.
I could not believe this. Honestly, yesterday I was in a cab at Melbourne. I flew into Melbourne Airport because we were going to pick up this Porsche. And I get alerts from SpaceX whenever they're doing live things. They're fantastic because they live stream everything they do. And we're in this cab, and the live stream came up. I watched it, and the countdown was 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A lot of smoke, and then nothing. And the takeoff was aborted. And I thought, okay, well, that's life. But then a couple of hours later, we were at a rest stop, actually, just, you know, getting a drink. And another alert came through. They were up in the air again.
They were going to have another crack.
Now, had another crack just hours later, and this thing successfully. And by the way, this is an enormous piece of hardware. This is what will be the spaceship that takes people to Mars, right? It's called the Starship. Now, on its own, it's really only capable of kind of very small flight, but it will also be paired with another thing called Super Heavy, which is what will give it the thrust to leave Earth. So this is the third Starship they've attempted to fly. But the critical thing about anything Elon Musk does with SpaceX is it must be reusable. So right. In the past, the space shuttle was the only reusable piece of equipment. All of the rockets and everything would just be dispersed, and they would explode, and they would be sent into the ocean, and they just didn't get reused. The idea is we need reusable so it's affordable. So today, the first two flights in December and February have gone up, but they've landed heavily and exploded. So this second flight yesterday comes down horizontally, readjusts itself, and slowly comes down and lands. Now, I thought, this is unbelievable. They've pulled it off in just a couple of hours delay from the original aborted landing. But I've got to be honest, it was sitting on a bit of a lean. And I turned off the live stream because the bloke goes, well, there you are, third time's a charm. But then I'm having dinner, and I find out the thing then, 15 minutes later, just went kaboom.
Yeah.
It's remarkable because it's millions of dollars for a start. But also, like, what were the chances of someone going near it in that time? What have you ever lit something and it was meant to, like, a firecracker or something, meant to go off and it didn't? And you thought, do I go near it?
Yes.
Touch it?
Yes.
What if the fuse is still going? This thing exploded in front of people's eyes. So they're still calling it a success, though, because it landed and they got data from it. But let's wait maybe a few more attempts before we think about putting people in it, eh?
There you go. The Elon Musk SpaceX Starship. It was oops-a-daisy, then it was all systems go. Up it went, landed again, and then oops-a-daisy again.
Elon Musk tweeted, RIP SN10, which is the ship that went down today. Dishonorable discharge.
When I saw the first one, and something was lit, and then nothing happened. And, you know, it's pointed straight up to space. And I thought to myself, that's the ultimate hill start. And I reckon it's the ultimate hill start in a manual. And I reckon they either had it in the wrong gear or they left the handbrake on.
Mate, you watch the vision. These things do reverse parks up in the air.
It is unbelievable. Now, tell me, you're driving from Melbourne to Sydney today. You're in the Porsche Taycan. It's a $230,000 electric Porsche. Wow. Tell me about it.
Great car. I was meant to come to Melbourne a few weeks ago to experience the car and drive it as a test for the media, but with the lockdowns and Dan Andrews said that couldn't happen. So I said to Porsche, I said, listen, you're going to want one of those in Sydney for the media at some point. Why don't I drive it back for you?
Yeah.
So we flew down yesterday, picked up the car, and we've driven to Albury yesterday. And this morning I've gotten up because we're going to go and have it on the Today Show in a couple of hours, and then we'll drive back to Sydney. Now, the thing is, I love this test because we're learning so much about electric cars on the way. So there are now, last time I did this drive, there were chargers, but they were what we call fast, that 50-watt chargers. There are now 350-watt ultra-rapid chargers. I pulled up, grabbed some Maccas for lunch, 15 minutes this thing was plugged in for, and it went from something like 32% to 70% charge in just 15 minutes. It was remarkable how much juice it took in that short space of time. This morning, in 45 minutes, it'll get all the charge it needs to get me, theoretically, to Goulburn. But I'll stop at Gundagai for, again, stretch the legs.
But where do you stop? Where do you stop to plug these things in?
There's a network called Charge Fox, and they are dotted all over the country. It's taking time, obviously, to build these things, but they start with the main arterial. Sydney to Melbourne Highway is always first. If you download the Charge Fox app, even if you don't have a car, you can still look at all the locations. And you'll see they're dotted everywhere.
So all electric cars fit into these things, like Tesla will fit into these things. This is Porsche now.
So there's really only two plug types, and the Porsche fits into the most common one. But, you know, it's a Nissan plug-in, an MG, the $40,000 MG will plug in. It's just a matter of how far you'll go after that. So the Porsche will go about 430Ks. The little MG will only go 250. So you absolutely need to refill it fully every stop, whereas this Porsche, I can just give it 15, 20 minutes of juice, maybe half an hour or an hour when I'm having lunch, and it'll get me to all the way to Sydney in no drama at all, and cheaper too, like, you know, $4 or $5 for a refill.
They do charge you the refill.
I shouldn't be charged, I'll be honest, because it's a Porsche. You get 6 years of free charging, but I'm testing the cost of charging as well. So I'm using the app to pay for charging as I go.
So how do you pay for it?
Just, it's all in the app. You put your credit card in the app, you tell it what car you've got, and you start the charging, you plug the car in, and then you open the app and say, start, and the whole process initiates. Very cool.
But what if the day comes when there's a huge lineup of Porsches and Teslas and MGs and whatever lining up to use these power points, and you're saying, you know, 20 minutes to half an hour, and what do you do when there's 40 cars ahead of you?
You've got to build the infrastructure to meet that. If you look at American Tesla network, for example, there are locations where there are 60 chargers altogether.
But the day will come when there's 300 cars.
Yeah, look, but you've got to remember, most big, long journeys are, by the time we're all doing these long journeys, the range on these things will be 600 to 1,000 kilometres.
Yeah.
It gets better every year. So as the new cars come out, the range will be longer. We'll get there, mate.
What's it like to drive?
Beautiful. Oh, my God. 0 to 100 in just a blink of an eye. It's spectacular. All above board and within the law, though, if you're listening.
Of course. Yeah, if the Porsche company listing.
They couldn't give a rat's, but I'm worried about law enforcement.
But I mean, does it handle well? Does it drive well?
Like a Porsche. And in Sports Plus mode, it's got a really cool artificial sound as well.
What?
They've done a very good job to give you this roaring Jetsons-like sporty sound. I absolutely love it.
Well, it's an artificial sound because, of course, the thing's quiet.
The thing's quiet. You think of what a scale electric sounds like. That's what these things sound like. There's nothing. Zzz. Nothing.
Sorry?
Zzz.
Yeah. So they give you artificial sound, so it sounds like you're driving a decent car.
Yeah, but it's not artificially sounding like a V8. It's an artificial electric sound.
Can you change the sounds? And one day you'll be able to...
George Jetson...
Hey, listen, just for a second, boy.
What's happening to me?
Just for a second, boy, Elroy. Can you choose the different sounds? Like, what? Can you choose lawnmower?
Not in this car, but I have been in cars. Renault have a car that you can choose what you want to sound like. It's insane.
Actually, wouldn't it be funny if you could actually choose the Jetsons theme?
Yes, so that I would take that every day.
Every day.
Every day. Good on you, Rosie.
Oh, we need a Rosie.
Are we allowed to say that anymore? Or we
no, that's, prob- prob- that's probably wrong.
John.
Depends. What colour is Rosie? Oh, serious.
Mate, if Dr. Seuss can't survive, exactly. The Jetsons have got problems.
I know. The Jetsons are in
love. George Jetson was a misogynist.
Pig.
Sexist pig. Lead with that, Telegraph.
Goodbye.
See you, buddy.
Oh, God.